Hi there, and a special welcome to my Patreon supporters, and of course to all my listeners all over the world. The patron support and seeing the number of listeners as well as the locations increase all the time really encourages me to keep these lessons going for you all. Don't forget, you can now drop me a voice comment through SpeakPipe. Let me know what you think of the lessons, if you have a doubt or a suggestion for another lesson. You can find the SpeakPipe link to record your message in the lesson description. So, as you can tell from the title of the lesson today, this one is also for writing better English. Let's get started. Now, many non-native English users have a tendency to write in one or two ways, either in very short sentences or very long ones. The longer the sentence, the more dependent we become on correct punctuation. And probably the most important element in punctuation is the comma. The comma is an extremely powerful and necessary tool to add to your written English toolbox. Now have a look at this example. We talk about the power of the comma. Okay, I have only chosen this example to highlight the different interpretations of the same sentence depending on the use and positioning of the comma. Okay, so here's the sentence. Woman without her man is nothing. Okay, now, woman without her man is nothing. Now, in the second case, I put a comma before is nothing at the end of the sentence. Okay, now stay with me, because as I said, this example I only chose to show you how a sentence can be interpreted in different ways depending on the use of the comma. So here is the third option. Woman, comma, without her, comma, man is nothing. Okay, I'll say that without the commas. Woman, without her, man is nothing. It's a huge difference, right? So that is the power of the comma, pulling the comma in the sentence and putting the comma in the correct place. It can mean a world of difference. Okay, I'm going to run through a list of rules for using commas. First of all, use a comma after someone's name at the beginning of an email. Okay, so if you say "Hello Jane" at the beginning of an email, then the comma must be after Jane, and then you begin the email on the next line. Okay, you also use the comma after days of the week. So for example, on Thursday I will go back again, and there's a comma after Thursday. Use commas to separate more than two elements in a list. I went to the supermarket and I bought eggs, milk, coffee and donuts. Note, we include "and" before the final element, and a comma goes between all of the previous elements. I like fish and chips, curry, fish and salad. Now here there are two uses of "and". The first is because fish and chips is considered to be one element. It is a dish of its own with two elements together to create one. So if you said, "I like fish, chips, curry, fish and salad," you are suggesting each element is eaten separately, and the comma goes between each of those elements. Also, you could argue that the final two elements are being put together as one. So you could say, "I like fish and chips, comma, curry, comma, fish, comma, and salad." By adding the final comma before "and" at the end of a list, you are making it clear that the last two elements are not together. However, this is a use of the comma that divides many people. For the most part, I don't include that final comma. And then we have relative clauses. When we have information in the middle of a sentence that provides us with additional information that, if removed, will not make the sentence meaningless and badly constructed, we add commas before and after this section. For example, Janet, who works at the local school, enjoys playing tennis in her free time. Now, we could eliminate that middle section and write, Janet enjoys playing tennis in her free time. Okay, so the extra information is who works at the local school. That part we can eliminate, but if we include it, then it must go between commas. The technical term for this additional information is a non-defining relative clause. It is extra and does not define the structure or the main point of the sentence. We also use commas between adjectives. She has long, straight hair. So there's a comma between long and straight. Now here's an alternative without commas. Her hair is long and straight. He is a very kind, friendly person. And without the comma, he is very kind and friendly. Now, don't use a comma between two independent clauses. Now, the following sentence is not correct. The weather was great, comma, they went to the beach. Now, there are two correct options here. We could say the weather was great, and include a semicolon here. So the weather was great, semicolon, they went to the beach. Or the weather was great, comma, so they went to the beach. Notice the use of the semicolon. Now, you can also be joining independent clauses together. Most of the time, a comma is recommended between two complete sentences when they are joined as one, using conjunctions like and, but, for, or, so, yet, or nor. For example, she had always loved visiting the seaside when she was a child, comma. For that reason, she bought her house near the beach. It continued to snow all week, comma, so they weren't able to use the tennis court. He has never been to New York before, comma, yet everything seemed so familiar. I don't regret not going to the party, comma, nor do I feel bad that I didn't see them. The comma is not necessary when both independent clauses are short and similar in meaning or context. For example, I ate dinner at home and they went out for food. Also note that you shouldn't really join more than two independent clauses together. If you do, your sentences will be too long. This is a common mistake made by non-native English writers. A paragraph can be as long as you need it to be if all the sentences within are related to the same idea or topic. And a sentence could be just one word if necessary, but limit the number of independent clauses per sentence. We also use commas with contrasting clauses. This is where we use but, whereas, while, although, or however. Okay, for example, I wanted to have a run down by the river, comma, but it was raining and I changed my mind. She originally decided to buy an apartment closer to the city, comma, however, comma, however is always between commas, when she changed her job, comma, she decided against it. Let me read that sentence again. She originally decided to buy an apartment closer to the city. However, when she changed her job, she decided against it. In fact, you can probably hear where the comma should go when I pause slightly. Okay, so the next three, I'm not going to say comma. I'll let you see if you can detect where the comma should go. They played very well, although they lost the match. She went to France to study French, whereas I learned in the UK. They were all outside playing together while he stayed at home to study. Okay, now in this case, before although, before whereas, and before while is where you would need to put the comma. Okay, and here's one more. I prefer to travel around old cities, however, my girlfriend prefers the beach. Okay, so remember, when you use however, you need to use two commas, one before and one after. Okay, and we also have commas in conditional sentences. Every conditional sentence has two clauses. We have the condition clause, which is the if or when part of the sentence, and the main clause, or the outcome, the result, or the consequence. If it is raining, you should take an umbrella. And there is a comma between the two clauses. So if it is raining, comma, you should take an umbrella. When it is raining, you should take an umbrella. Exactly the same. Put the comma between the two clauses. But in these next examples, you shouldn't drive if you have been drinking. You shouldn't drive when you have been drinking. Neither sentence needs a comma. So the conclusion, when the condition clause goes before the main clause, we need a comma, but it is not needed when we put the main clause first. And you know, in conditional sentences, you can change the order of the different clauses. Okay, so if the condition clause goes first, put the comma. If not, there is no comma. And just remember, mastering the comma will take you to the next level. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that lesson and how you can improve your writing by using the comma correctly. The recording was adapted from my online course, The Essentials for Writing Better Emails in English, and it was one of 28 main lessons included on the course. If you'd like more information on the course, the curriculum and prices, I have added a link in the lesson description. So go on and record me a message. I'd love to hear from you. All the best. Stay safe. Go practice your English. Cheers.